And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Kenneth。俗话说，罗马不是一天建成的 ，Rome wasn't built in a day。英语学习也不是一朝一夕的事儿，让我们一起坚持下去，把英语学好。
Excuse me, Captain. Mate, can I borrow you?
Sure. Will you excuse me for a second? Nathaniel, any interest in some fresh air? When I get back?
If he gets back.
What's going on?
I want to do this. It. Now.
Now, now? I thought you wanted to wait.
Not anymore.
Better lock it down with Nate, B. Clock's ticking.
My God, you'll never play with some gossip girl.
两个大男人在说话， Blair 闯过来说了一句， Nate, can I borrow you? Nate, 你能跟我来一下吗？如果你要找的人和别人在讲话，你也可以借用一下这个句子 Can I borrow you? 你能跟我来一下吗？ Can I borrow you? 可否借一步说话？如果你想要表现得非常客气，你还可以说 I'm sorry to interrupt you. 抱歉打扰一下， I'm sorry to interrupt you. 接下来你就可以跟对方说你想要说的事了。之后 Nate 跟长辈商量，Will you excuse me for a second? 我能失陪一会儿吗？ Will you excuse me for a second? 我能失陪一会儿吗？ Second, S-E-C-O-N-D, 最主要的意思是第二，它还可以做名词表示秒。For a second 这个短语就是取的这个意思，表示一会儿，片刻。For a second. Second 还有一个比较少见的意思，支持。我们来造一个句子。The motion has been seconded. 这一提议得到了支持。The motion has been seconded. 这一提议得到了支持。这时候 Chuck 看到了 Nate, 他想约 Nate 一起来玩。Any interest in some fresh air? 想出去呼吸点新鲜空气吗？原来邀请别人还可以这样问呢。Any interest in? 这个句子是省略句，完整的句子是 Do you have any interest in some fresh air?Do you have any interest in some fresh air? 我问你，你对英语感兴趣吗？ Any interest in English? 英语是很有趣的，我很喜欢英语。Better lock it down with Nate. Lock down, 锁住。Gossip Girl 对 Blair 提出警告了，要他看好 Nate。我们来学习 lock 的用法。Lock, L-O-C-K, 它做动词表示锁住。骑自行车外出 ,be sure to lock your bicycle, 务必要上锁。用于人呢，它可以表示抓牢。我的邻居最近新增了一个小宝宝，我经常能看到他 lock her child in her arms, 把孩子紧紧地搂在怀里。lock her child in her arms。lock 做名词表示锁。我面前就有一把锁，它很不好用。This lock never works properly.这把锁总是不好用。This lock never works properly. Lock 还可以表示水闸。Nice day to have a bike ride. Let's go and see the swamps, boats, the lock, and our old house. 天气很好，我们骑车去河边吧，看看天鹅、游船、水闸，还有我们的老房子。我也希望能住在河边。那里也许会有风，女孩子需要把被风吹起的头发从额头上拂开。Push a lock of hair out of the forehead. A lock of 指的是一束、一缕、一绺。一缕头发的表达你学会了吗？ A lock of hair. 看看时间不早了， clock's ticking. 我们赶紧来学习今天的最后一个表达吧。The clock is ticking. Ticking, T-I-C-K, 发出滴答声。时钟正在滴答滴答地走着，会不会让你有紧迫感呢？当你要表达时间不多了，时间正在飞逝的时候，你就可以说 The clock is ticking. 在我们的身边有一些女性到达30岁左右，该赶快生孩子了，如果再不要的话，她就会太老。 Her biological clock is ticking. 这里的 biological clock 指的是妇女的育龄期。我们再来仔细体会一下 Her biological clock is ticking 这个句子该如何用。 一位急于当爸爸的男人跟同事交谈，说道 Molly and I have been married over 25 years, and her biological clock is ticking fast. We are not getting younger, so she'll take some time off her job, so we can have a baby. 他说，茉莉和我结婚有25年多了。她的育龄期正在飞快地流逝 Her biological clock is ticking 我们可不会返老还童所以她准备请一段时间的假这样我们就可能会有个孩子现在我相信你已经完全理解什么是 Her biological clock is ticking, right? The clock is ticking It's time to say goodbye And until next time You know you love me I'm Kenneth XOXO 再见
Excuse me, Captain. Mate, can I borrow you?
Sure. Will you excuse me for a sec? Nathaniel, any interest in some fresh air? When I get back?
If he gets back.
What's going on?
I want to do this. It's now.
Now? Now? I thought you wanted to wait.
Not anymore.
Better lock it down with Nate, B. Clock's ticking.
My God.